It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, January 17th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Today is not just a day to remember the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., it's also a day for volunteering. President Obama's United We Serve initiative has designated today as the MLK Day of Service. And there's a lot of volunteering you can do right from your computer. Jacob Kolker is co-founder and CEO of Sparked.com, a site that offers opportunities for micro-volunteering.
Micro-volunteering is a kind of a new way of looking at how people engage in less than 30 minutes or even up to 2 hours. And basically, very much in the spirit of microfinance, our approach is to take a lot of people with a little bit of spare time and add that up to a considerable amount of value for nonprofit organizations and other types of organizations like community groups or school groups and anything you can think of where a number of people who care can come together and have an impact.
So what kind of tasks are performed?
Broadly speaking, the types of tasks that people can perform are project-based in that if you need one page translated into Spanish or a single logo designed or a marketing plan for a specific initiative. Very kind of discrete, simple things that people can work on, but that require a specific skill set.
Let me just be devil's advocate here for a moment, if I could. Isn't the point of volunteering that you're supposed to make a sacrifice? You're supposed to give something of yourself other than just, you know, a small task that you do sitting in your computer?
Well, absolutely. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. If you look at Wikipedia, you've got millions of people around the world that have come together, shared their particular skills by writing what they know about, and they've created something really magical. And there are so many other examples of where in today's day and age, in the age of Facebook and Wikipedia, where a few minutes can have a big impact. I think personally, and I know the team feels the same way, we are not opposed to offline volunteering. I think it's very exciting to be able to take a Saturday and go down to a soup kitchen or Habitat for Humanity or any instance where physical work is required. But that is by no means the only way that you can provide value to your community. And if volunteering can be as easy as using Facebook or watching a YouTube clip, then at the end of the day, we're going to increase the amount of good happening in the world. And we're going to give people who would love to be able to participate but don't necessarily have an entire Saturday the same opportunities that other people have who can sacrifice that amount of time.
So then looking to the future, how can the site get better?
You know, we're constantly trying to figure out how we can make it easier for people to volunteer, ridiculously easy, and ridiculously easy for nonprofits to take advantage of the thousands and thousands of supporters that they have and in a sense, put those people to work in a way that's very easy to manage and that helps increase the capacity of those organizations. And if you think about it, if a nonprofit has, you know, 10,000 supporters using our system, and they each share 1 hour over the course of a year, that's essentially 5 full-time staff members that the nonprofit has at their disposal. And we're constantly trying to figure out how to maximize people's time and maximize the value that we're trying to create for nonprofit organizations on Sparked.
That's Jacob Kolker of Sparked.com. More information on his organization at MarketplaceTech.org. From time to time, we call up famous people and ask, what's on your smartphone? Take a look at the apps that they're running. Craig Finn is lead singer of the rock band The Hold Steady.
Jesse, I'm not joking around.
Craig's on the road a lot and enjoys a game called Words with Friends. It's a lot like Scrabble.
I found that for a touring musician, it's hard sometimes to connect with people when you're traveling a lot. And, you know, I can call home and say, you know, what'd you do today? Well, we loaded in the club. We did sound check. We played the show. We got back on the bus and drove away. So there's not always this great story to tell.
Yeah.
It is a really nice, sweet thing to be able to have this competition with your friends. You can feel just a little bit connected by hitting a triple letter score.
How many games do you have going at once?
3 or 4. It's funny. I think most of my bandmates play, but we don't play with each other. I think it's much more about sort of tethering me to, you know, other people outside of the rock world.
Craig Finn and the Hold Steady's latest album is Heaven Is Whenever. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.